The Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
This is interesting. This is our first Kick-Ass Chick of the Week on the phone. And I think it's because you're working right now.
No, I mean, she is working. She has three kids, right?
Like, she has three children.
Oh, my God.
And the whole reason why she's a Kick-Ass Chick of the Week is she's been feeding the babies of Hurricane Harvey, which I think is amazing. But how do you do it?
My son is a rock star, guys. He is 6 months old, and Truett was born with a congenital heart defect. And so he wasn't able to feed, you know, for the first several months of his life. And I was able to pump, and all my milk went in the freezer, and here we are. I have lots of milk, and I'm feeding lots of babies these days.
Yeah, you were all in the news last week, and we reported it on our show, over 1,000 ounces of breast milk donated. How did you have this idea, and then how did you coordinate actually making this happen?
Our speech therapist, who is also a lactation consultant, has been helping me donate milk to a local mom. And she was contacted from someone in Dallas, Texas, letting her know that there was a need, that a lot of these moms had lost their milk and their pumps and was needing milk. So Nicole knew that I had all this extra milk and was willing to part with it and gave me a call. And, of course, why not? I was more than happy to donate this. Her and her midwife, Sharina, loaded up a deep freezer on the back of a trailer and hooked it up, and a local ice company donated some dry ice, and they were able to get the milk to Texas. Yeah, so
that's so cool.
They took down almost 1,900 ounces.
All right, now I don't have children, so I don't understand how this works. How many ounces does a baby eat usually per feeding?
It equivalates to about 3 ounces.
In a feeding. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So if you figure up 1,040 ounces, that's about 346 feeds.
Oh, that's incredible.
That's amazing. That's so cool. And it's awesome that you guys are doing this. Now, are you trying to recruit other mothers that are in the same situation to help out?
Well, it has opened up a big door. A lot of moms have called and let them, you know, had said they have an oversupply and are willing to donate as well. We've been able to dispense all of the milk that we sent down the first time, and there's still a big need for more. But now with Hurricane Irma that's hit Florida, yeah, they're without a lot of electricity as well, and there's going to be more need for more milk.
All right, now, Danielle, I don't want you to feel that you need to become a factory.
Yeah, pick one state at a time.
You're only one woman.
Thank you. Well, just for the record, my son is thriving, and he is still feeding, and I'm still providing for him. I've heard that I'm starving him.
I
haven't heard that at all.
What is wrong with people that they would insinuate that?
Oh, my goodness. If you see the picture, the rolls are there. They're there to show that he's being fed.
We would never doubt that. We just wanted to honor and celebrate you for, you know, sharing, and little baby Truett for being willing to share as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
you guys are showing other mothers what you can do for not only your babies at home, but also the babies of Hurricane Harvey and Irma. But that makes you our latest Kick-Ass Chick of
Danielle,
the Week.
Nice you are job. Amazing.